Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
So in total, the agriculture sector is responsible for about 10% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Now, a big portion of that has to do with soil management and the emissions of nitrous oxide that come from that. But we're here today to talk about methane that's emitted from livestock, either number one, from their digestion of feed, which in cows especially and other livestock too, goes through a process called enteric fermentation. And then number two, and this is even more central to what we're talking about today, is manure management.
So we're not just talking about cow farts and pig burps.
No, we're not. And that's sort of the popular image a lot of people get.
I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy. And today, Alex Guillen on how to keep, how to put it, cow pies from making up an even bigger slice of the American emissions pie. It's Friday, April 9th.
Over the last 30 years or so, as agriculture has become more and more industrial, obviously they're producing a lot of manure, and it has to go somewhere. So oftentimes what happens is it's all moved into impoundments near the farms, so big ponds, basically. And so from a climate change standpoint, that has become a growing issue, because when waste is put into a water environment like that, certain bacteria that create methane go in and break down the waste. And so those ponds can produce a lot of methane.
So, I mean, obviously the federal government, you know, with an oil plant, they would say, you know, you have to use the newest technology that produces less carbon. What alternatives are there to these ponds? Is it actually capturing the methane emitted from them, changing the diet? What does regulation look like here?
It's not entirely clear what regulation might look like. These emissions have largely gone unregulated, but there is a growing push to work to reduce emissions from the agricultural sector. There are some technological possibilities here. There are a couple hundred farms that use what are called anaerobic digesters, which is sort of like a technological version of the manure ponds that I mentioned. They're devices that break down waste, and through that you're able to extract the methane. It's essentially at that point very close to being natural gas, so it can be used basically in all the ways natural gas is to generate electricity or heat. So there are certainly options people have been considering, but none of it has been specifically required federally.
But that may be about to change. So a group of environmental advocates are asking the Biden administration to step in here. What are they seeking from the EPA?
So a couple dozen environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, have asked EPA basically to write a regulation under Section 111 of the Clean Air Act that could apply to industrial hog and dairy operations. So there is a history of using that part of the Clean Air Act to regulate methane from other industries. So they've asked EPA to do that here, basically.
And this ties into a story we discussed on the pod earlier this week about sort of these outside groups seeking novel interpretations of statutory authority. Do you think that this petition fits into that category, or is there a clearer argument that EPA has the authority to do what they're seeking?
It's difficult to say at this point. I think there's probably a good argument for legal authority in some sense. I don't know what the details of a rule might ultimately look like once EPA gets down to it, if they get down to it. But this is an issue that has been floating around for a while. Emissions from manure management have increased a lot faster than emissions from enteric fermentation. So in a sense, this is going after one of the fastest growing sources of methane emissions, in addition to being one of the largest sources just in absolute terms.
Also, yesterday the EPA published a new health assessment for a toxic so-called forever chemical that is found in some drinking water supplies. Under Trump, EPA political officials overruled longtime scientists over changes in a health assessment of the chemical, PFBS, perfluorobutane sulfonic acid. These changes were favored by the private sector, and it was a move so alarming that some scientists asked to have their names removed from the assessment. Specifically, the Trump administration's report from back in January included a range of toxicity values, which is a metric that the private sector had favored because it would allow it to pick values regardless of whether they would be sufficiently protective. Instead, the new assessment restores single toxicity values that had been suggested by agency scientists and favored by public health advocates. The assessment is a critical document for federal and state agencies as they ramp up their regulation of the PFBS chemicals in the water. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ahmed. Irene Noguchi is Politico Audio's executive producer. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. I'm Anthony Dragna, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.
I've never raised a pig myself, although I have a cousin who did. And it was delicious, I have to say. And we found out after the fact, one of the reasons she was so delicious is because my uncle constantly was sneaking her Pop-Tarts. So it turns out raising pigs on Pop-Tarts, it makes for delicious sausage. I don't know what it does for greenhouse gas emissions, but it's some good eats, so.